Coming up on Roundabout, learn why a brand new Camaro SS sold for a mere $5.28. Find out what app can reduce car pileups by 40%. And pew pew, meet a Star Wars-themed Lamborghini that's from a galaxy far, far away. Only on Roundabout.
Roundabout is sponsored by Advanced Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. And by Tire Rack. Follow the link on our website to save up to $80.
In Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Jeffrey Ross from autobytel.com.
From Roundabout Worldwide headquarters in Livonia, Michigan, I'm Eric Tritko from rumblestrip.net.
I'm your host, Stephen J. Ewing from autoblog.com.
I'm your host, Michelle Naranjo from autobytel.com.
Yeah, well, I trump all of yous. I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout, episode number 89, WLS in Chicago. No, actually, we're not, but that's okay. This is just your weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
No, I'm the host, Michelle.
I'm the host.
No, I'm the host.
Ben asked me first.
Awkward.
How about we both be the host?
That's so jank.
Then it's agreed. You're co-hosts.
Yay!
We decided right now.
Because Craig's gone.
Craig is gone.
He's in Montana. He's probably hating it.
So he's like riding Buffalo and playing Brokeback and...
That's exactly...
No, he's walking around in the field trying to get cell phone service so he can be like, I need the internet.
he's probably curled up under a blanket because he's cold.
Oh, gosh. All right, well... Let's jump right on in with the news you don't need to know.
Go.
Well, a Reddit user snapped a shot of an interesting camper outside of a social bookmarker's local DMV in Oregon. Exercising a full freedom of speech with questionable sense of taste, the RV owner seems to be quoting creatively altered scriptures relating to the president. This does remind me of the movie Canadian Bacon when John Candy's gun-toting Markin character goes into Canada with an anti-Canada graffitied truck and is told by a Mountie that it is illegal because it isn't also in French. Viva la freedom of speech and hate mongering.
Fixing your car can not only be satisfying, it can also save you lots of money. As an article over at thecarconnection.com points out, though, the amount of savings by do-it-yourselfers varies greatly depending on the job. According to an AutoMD study, changing the easy stuff, like headlights and serpentine belts, will only save you about $20 or $30, while bigger jobs like replacing brakes, a battery, or a starter can save you more than $100. Of course, this doesn't factor in the price of your time, so it takes you half a day to replace a starter, the savings might not actually be worth it.
Obviously, they're not aware of the Roundabout coupon for $30 off at Advanced Auto Parts.
We'll get to that later, Eric. Plug. We'll get to that in just a moment, okay?
I wish there was an audio hyperlink where you could somehow click this podcast right now.
click it now.
Oh, gosh. Well, there are dozens of auto insurance companies for you to choose from when it comes to insure a new car. But what if this necessary staple of motoring was bundled right into the purchase of your brand new whip? Drivers in the state of Washington and Oregon can now find out, as General Motors is offering up 1 year of free MetLife comprehensive car insurance to anyone who buys a new Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, or GMC between now and September 6th. In a related story, MetLife employees now favor GM over any other brand.
So they'll give you free insurance, but you can't pump your own gas in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's very true.
It's true.
Just like New Jersey.
Oh. Anyway.
Oh, Russian billionaire Viktor Prokhorov is taking time out from hanging out with Jay-Z at the New Jersey Nets games. He's the team owner, to start an all-electric car company that is very Russian. Well, it might not be FPS Russia, but then who is? The car will be designed and built in part sourced from Russia. In fact, the Yo part of the name is actually an E, with an umlaut and other accoutrements that is the seventh letter of the Russian alphabet, hence the name Yo-Auto Car. It will begin production in 2012, and if it goes anything like the Fisker Karma or the Tesla Model S, they may actually be on the road by 2019.
We'll see. Hey, Eric, you know where it says accoutrements and it's underlined in red?
Yes.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, it means I can't spell.
Well, then you should have to pronounce it the way it's spelled.
Accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
It worked for me at the moment because I was trying to type very quickly.
Well, don't forget about the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah.
Because it is so hard to spell the word new.
I think this car is cute. Anyway, on to the next story. So, a Michigan online enterprise launched a penny auction this week for a $35,000 Chevy Camaro, and the virtual gavel came down at $5.28 for winner Jonathan Mason.
Really?
Really? Why, yes, Stephen. Penny auctions are an online lottery of bids where you buy the number of bids that you can make during the timed auctions. Auctions, look at that. It's underlined in red. Mason bought a $50
pot, kettle,
pack.
Pot, kettle.
Look, I did it wrong. I still did it wrong. Mason bought a $50 pack of bids and narrowly beat out the loser by 2 cents. This is what's known as a loss leader, as at increments of 2 cent bids and $50 bid packs, 264 bids netted the auction company FastPennyCars.com about $275.
Actually, clearly. I think that's 0.02 cents, Michelle.
2 cents.
This is what you have in there.
0.02 cents. Right, well, okay, you're right.
And she's the editor, folks.
Oh, jeez.
I was trying to write quickly.
Where did I hear that before?
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait, I have one on mine. I actually have three.
Oh, wait, I'm his editor. Hang on.
Oh, dear.
So, before we move on, is there any simpler way to explain that story?
No.
It's a Ponzi scheme, okay? It's a Ponzi scheme.
So basically, you buy the number of times that you can bid within a certain time period that the auction's going to last, and whoever has the last bid wins, no matter what the price is. And so what they're hoping for is, you know, 1,000 people to show up with $50 bid packs, right? That would be $50,000.
So did this car come from?
Well, they bought the car and they lost money on it. But, you know, they might have bought it at a police auction. Who knows?
I think the only way I would buy a Camaro is if it was $5.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they got well more than $35,000 worth of
press
coverage for this. So
absolutely. That's what a loss leader is.
Agreed. So, Jeff, next story.
I'm fixing my errors. Oh, there weren't any. I'll just keep reading. One of the most frustrating things I used to deal with as a mechanic was getting vehicle repair assistance over the phone from an engineer. They might see a clean engine sitting out of the vehicle, but I'm looking at a greasy, oily engine heavily shadowed in the engine compartment. Well, according to gizmag.com, researchers from the Fraunhofer Institute for Communication, Information Processing, and Ergonomics, they've found a way to help with a show-and-tell system that provides real-time visual instructions over a computer. It isn't clear which industry this is being developed for, but I can recall many times this would have been very useful for me in fixing a customer's car.
Hmm. Well, folks, who says funerals have to be dull? They don't. If you're lucky enough to die in Taiwan, make sure your loved ones order up one of the electric flower cars, or EFCs. It's a neon-lit platform on wheels complete with, wait for it, strippers.
Woo!
Sure, these gals may just want to show off their singing talents, but with bikini-clad girls taking it all off on a rolling stage, the loss of Uncle Larry might not seem so bad.
So death imitates life.
Basically.
You get it flashed in front of you, you ain't getting any.
Uh-huh.
They're just there for your money. So, what do you do when you're a geek that's never left mom's basement and you win some big gaming tournament?
I wish Craig was here to answer that.
That's true. Well, what you do is you go buy yourself a Lamborghini. And then you spend another $14,000 having it customized wrapped into a vinyl resemblance of the Millennium Falcon.
love you, Eric. Now read it the way it is.
But you lose all your, anyways, you lose all your geek cred because it has symbols for the Empire on one side and symbols for the Rebellion on the other. Bipolar Falcon? The person won't have this car very long, though, because odds are they'll lose this to another person in a of questionable integrity in a game of Sabacc.
What is that?
What's Sabacc?
It's how Han Solo won the Millennium Falcon from Lando Calrissian.
Oh.
See, so if it's a Lambo Calrissian, it means that Lando had it. It was the Han Solo Falcon. So see.
Okay, all I know from Star Wars, I learned on Family Guy.
Those were really
good,
though.
That'd make a good t-shirt.
Those were really good episodes. Those are actually some of the few episodes of Family Guy I've watched.
That's a new roundabout shirt. All I learned from Star Wars is from Family Guy, Jefferson Ross.
That's the truth, though.
Oh, my God. I would wear that one.
Do we still have the Roundabout Emporium?
We do indeed.
We haven't been promoting it.
Oh, well. We'll promote it later a little bit, maybe.
That sounds good. Well, we have more stories. Yes, there is an app for that. Thanks for the...
For having more stories?
Yes.
University of Bologna has developed an app for cars.
Bologna or Bologna?
Oh, I wrote Bologna on purpose. That would notify other cars that an accident has occurred. When a pilot begins, the first cars involved would notify the cars behind, allowing them sufficient time to slow down, and why we call it adaptive cruise control out of your butt.
Ford is doing something exactly like this right now.
Butt cruise?
No.
No, that would be a GM product.
Ah.
Oh. Is that the Ferndale part of Dream Cruise?
Oh!
Comos.
Whoops. Well, the crew over at Sheepo's Garage, I guess they like sheep. Who doesn't?
Mm.
They've created what is possibly the coolest model car ever.
Is it bad?
Using 3,500 Lego Technic pieces, Sheepo's built an elaborate scaled-down version of a 997 Porsche 911 Turbo Cabriolet. This model features everything from working brakes and retractable top to a fully functional PDK transmission and a six-cylinder horizontally opposed engine. Even the proportions are accurate, right down to the angle of the steering column. About the only thing this model doesn't have that is available on an actual 911 are the center locking sport wheels.
No.
Head on over to the Sheepo's website to see an amazing 7-minute and 15-second video that breaks down all of the model car's highlights.
Hmm.
Or check it out on roundabout.com.
Ooh. No, go to roundaboutshow.com. That'd be a lot more helpful. Yeah,
a lot helpful.
That'd be a lot helpful.
Roundaboutshow.com.
Oh, gosh. Well, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists, yes, really, that's what it's called, automakers are, quote, still producing hybrids that fail to deliver on the technology's potential to dramatically improve fuel economy. Their focus on maximizing power over consumer value risks the future of hybrid technology, end quote. The union reminds buyers that when shopping for hybrids, make sure to look at the actual mileage numbers rather than the technology found under hood. As I found out in my test car last week, you can hybridify a BMW 7 Series with some hella impressive tech, but having a twin-turbo 4.4-liter V8 under the hood means you're still only going to get 24 miles per gallon at best.
When you have an extra $6,000 for an engine and another $2,000 for a transmission and rear end, plus your own race shop, it's amazing what you can do with a truck that was last updated years before Monica Lewinsky ever went shopping for a blue dress.
And what a dress.
While V8 Rangers are hardly new, this is the first one to be done with the new Coyote engine. Even though Ford has spent less than the cost of a grande latte from Starbucks marketing the Ranger over the last decade, it still sells more than 60,000 units a year. If they offered the Ranger with this Coyote engine, it would probably double that.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, that's the exciting conclusion of the news portion of ROAB this week.
Coming up after the break, we say goodbye to Steven's first car, the Mitsubishi Eclipse, get all a flutter about a set of Tatras, and come on down. It's time to play everyone's favorite automotive game show. But first, Steven?
Have we got a deal for you. visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, and click on the Advanced Auto Parts link on the right-hand side of the page to save some major moolah. We've got
That's a lot of savings, Craig.
Thank you, Jeff.
I didn't even talk.
You don't have to anymore.
Well, we've got a very special exclusive offer on our website where if you go to roundaboutshow.com, you click on the Advanced Auto Parts link, you can save $10 off a purchase of $30, $20 off of a purchase of $50, and $30 off a purchase of $100, which that's not bad.
No.
It's pretty good. But what's very important is in order to get these deals, you have to follow the link on our website, roundaboutshow.com. It's in the right sidebar of the site. You can't miss it. And don't forget, shipping is free when you pick the product up at an Advanced Auto Parts location near you or if your order is more than $75.
Yeah, I have actually a short Advanced Auto Parts story because I was in the Upper Peninsula and my dad called me and was all excited because he'd went to our website, clicked on the sidebar, and had saved a ton of money because the pump broke on his truck.
Oh.
And he was able to order, you know, to get the best deal, he bumped it up to $50. So he was able to, like, order coolant and stuff like that. And then didn't have to wait for shipping or anything. He was able to fix it immediately that night because they had it in stock at Advanced Auto Parts, so he just drove down. He went down. They didn't have one of the things in stock, and they said, oh, we'll drive to the closest store and get it for you.
Nice.
And it was great.
Now, that's customer service.
I'm going to be taking advantage of our own thing because I probably need a couple O2 sensors for the new Mustang. Mm-hmm. And since they're about $70 to $80 a piece,
yeah,
I might as well save some money at Advanced Auto Parts.
Well, then, Ben, as gratification for your dad's excellent story there, because you might not be looking for something right now for your G8, if you go to roundaboutshow.com and click on the Advanced Auto Parts ad in the sidebar, you can show them that you appreciate them supporting us.
Well, I do. I never thought of that. That's a good idea, Steve.
Yeah. See?
You know,
it's like saying hi.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like that's such a good idea. I would recommend everyone in our listening audience do that right now.
I agree. Once again, go to roundaboutshow.com, click on the Advanced Auto Parts ad in the sidebar, and just tell them hey for us.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, guys.
Oh. We do really appreciate Advanced Auto Parts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys ready for this?
Totally.
It is time for our blind spot story of the week. When news topics go unnoticed or are underreported or otherwise fall off the radar, they land in our blind spot. This week, we've got a story about
my first car.
Always check your blind spot.
My love.
No. So, Michelle, what is this story exactly?
This story is about the Mitsubishi Eclipse. If you aren't aware, of course, I know you are, Stephen.
I am aware.
Mitsubishi Eclipse is being killed dead after 22 semi-fine years. On their Facebook fan page, they have a little thing in the sidebar where for the last few weeks, people could go on and they could vote for their favorite color from the last 22 years, and the last eclipse that rolls off the line is going to be painted that color, and they're going to auction off that car. And Stephen, I think you voted, didn't you?
I did. I don't remember the exact name of the color, unfortunately, but
I know they took them all the original colors yeah, off, but it's like a royally thing.
Yeah, my first car for those of you who care was a 1992 Mitsubishi Eclipse GSX, which had the turbo engine and the 5-speed manual and all-wheel drive, and it was this really, really awesome shade of electric blue, and I missed that car. It was one of the best cars I've ever owned. I loved it. It drove till almost 240,000 miles before it finally bit the dust. And so while the later Eclipses might not have been great cars,
the first decade was pretty good.
Yeah, the first couple were still pretty good. Now, Michelle, we were talking the other day, and you said that a friend of yours in the industry had said a quote about this happening to the Eclipse.
Yeah, actually, you know, we were talking the other day, weren't we? And I wrote down a quote of something that's a automotive journalist that's probably going to be quoted in an upcoming comparison article about the Chevy Cruze actually said about the Mitsubishi Eclipse. And he said, I am totally sad that they are killing the Eclipse, even though every version after the original was shittier than the one before. Every version was worse than the one before it. That's what happens when you launch with a car that is just so good. It could be what happens with the Scion XB.
Yeah, it could.
So this wasn't person the was second, evidently wasn't the second version. I always thought the second version was probably a little
passionate.
Better than the first.
The
second
owner.
Version. The second version was okay until Fast and Furious came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it just all went downhill from there.
My favorites.
This black one's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I love the first and second generation.
Yeah.
Me too. I obviously do.
And the Chrysler versions too.
Oh, the Plymouth Laser.
The Eagle. Wasn't there an Eagle
yeah,
version?
Yeah, it was the Talon.
Eagle Talon TSI. Mm-hmm. I remember driving down Woodward Avenue the day after that limo driver tried to kill Vladimir Konstantinov. Mm-hmm. And I drove right past the tree where the accident happened in a Talon TSI all-wheel drive turbo. That was an awesome car.
Yeah, those were great cars.
That was my memory about the Eclipse.
I'm gonna miss the Eclipse only because I loved mine so much.
And we love you.
Aww.
Well, by the way, it was electric blue that Steven had. I looked it up to see what the exact color was, and it was that very royal electric blue.
So what won? What won?
The black. Kalapana black.
Mm-hmm.
It's black on black, that car. That's all you can say about it, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be black with, it's going to have these special, like, SE side decals, 18-inch dark wheels, and black side mirrors. Ooh.
Okay, so the thing I don't understand is where are they auctioning it off, and to whom? I mean, is this going for charity, or is this like a Barrett Jackson thing, or what are they doing here?
Maybe they're hoping that, like, the last person in the world who loves the Eclipse is going to show up and just... I really want that car.
Well, there are Mitsubishi. You know, they host those, like, you know, Mitsubishi drivers. It's they have like names for them, like Mode or something. It's called like Mitsubishi owners driving enthusiasts or something.
Yeah. Are you saying Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi.
Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
M-I-T-C-H.
Hey,
like Mitch Album?
We could just start saying Mitsubishi.
If it was Mitch Album, we could make things up about the...
the original Mitsubishi Eclipse had a 6.2 liter V8. It was rear-wheel drive. It was from Lansing, and it had a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission.
Wow.
It was the first optional car in the world with halogen headlights, too.
Optional 8-speed manual.
Why are they killing this thing that did start off so good?
I think they're killing everything from Normal, Illinois, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're killing everything from the plant. Because Mitsubishi, I mean, they don't sell anything ever.
They killed their brand after 9/11 when they decided that, whoa, buy a car and you don't need to make payments for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone bought it. And then not only did they not make payments after the first 4 months, they just never made payments.
Right.
Well, Kia did the same thing around that time and they turned out fine. I think it's just...
Yeah, that's because Kia's been building good cars. I mean, honestly, like, what of the latest Mitsubishi products has really been, like, best in class or anything like that? I mean, the Evo is fantastic.
Have you driven the new Galant?
I drove the new Galant a couple of years ago, and it was a very nice competitor for the 1998 Honda Accord. That's all I can say about it.
Maybe I won't be sending this link to Mitch BC.
Uh-oh. But, I mean, yeah, Mitsubishi used to build good cars back in the day. You know, they had the Eclipse. Luke in the chat mentions the 3000 GT, which was a fantastic car. Mm-hmm. Also, the Dodge Stealth is what it was rebranded as. That was a great car. The Eclipse was a good car.
The Diamond.
The Diamante?
Diamante, yeah.
Original, the Monteros, those were fantastic too.
Good cars.
Yeah, they're still
or
great,
SUVs,
but now, I mean, they're kind of priding their brand on the Outlander and Outlander Sport and the Lancer, which
But they are going to do a PHEV Outlander-based
true. That's true. And they're, you know, they're trying to get their whole city car out and have that sort of take over the world. But we'll see what happens.
I think that thing is cute. It's supposed to be quite zippy for the American version.
I think it's cute, too. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
You drove one like a year ago, right?
I did. I drove the IMEV last summer. I drove a right-hand drive Japanese spec one. It's awesome.
Right.
Seriously, like one of the coolest cars I drove last year, just because there's nothing else like it. And apparently the new one, because of the improvements they've made, is just supposed to like blow the doors off of the old one.
Yeah, apparently the added 10 inches for the bumpers that they had to do bringing it to America, plus the added width they had to do for American size.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
Little hippie.
Big boned.
Hippie.
Apparently the increased length and girth is actually helping with the zippiness because of the sort of, you know, the torque thing with the weight. It like actually kind of makes it a little bit more fun. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But for now, we say goodbye to the Eclipse.
Boo.
I don't have taps or I'd play it.
No, that's fine. But are you ready for some other misty-eyed looks at things from the past?
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle any more sorrow.
Does it have pretty girls in it?
Too bad.
This is a story that we need Jim Hall for.
Yes, we do. Gosh. Here we go.
I said that too, Eric.
When I go a-motoring in my old jalopy, I think of all our picnics, those Joe's
sure was sloppy. But more than anything, I can't forget you. Here's another edition of Roundabout Review.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, something like that. What do we got?
Tatras.
Girls love Tatras.
Tatras. Michelle, what's a Tatra?
I don't know why I have the hardest time saying Tatras.
Sexy ladies can't resist the rear engine air cooled Hemi V8 charm of the Tatra T603.
So Hooniverse has a featured little story about some sexy ladies with this adorable little car. I just think this is Tatra, the cutest Suma thing. It's got three eyes. It's like...
It does have three eyes. It is really cute. What's funny is the front looks like it could be the rear, too.
Yeah, it does.
It's a Porsche 928.
Turn around.
It's a Porsche 928. You're right.
It looks like a retarded Transformer.
I'm here, you guys.
Guys, look what I can change it to.
Oh, God.
And Bumblebee's just in the corner shaking his head.
You just broke Ben.
Oh, Johnny Tatra.
Oh,
what are we going to do with you?
These are some sexy ladies, though. These are the sort of girls that you would see on an ad saying, like, more doctors recommend Marlboro. Fantastic.
Michelle. Well, dimples just don't even begin to describe.
No.
But, you know, the shoes look, they're very pretty. They're like what my mother would choose.
Mm-hmm.
Sensible
Merrells or Birkenstock.
I feel like the one girl that's wearing the sort of red and white polka dot dress, I feel like now that's what every girl is wearing whenever I go to one of the like punk bars downtown, because they all want to look like that these days.
Only that they're covered with unfortunate tattoos and dyed their hair black.
That's true. Tattoos of bands that they used to like.
Yeah, by the way, I know we don't have any girls that listen to this show, but I can tell you guys, the number of girls I see increasingly walking around with tattoos all over their arms and across their chest is directly inverse to the number of men that I think that actually think tattoos are sexy. So I don't know that they're doing themselves a service. Just say it.
I thought that the whole pinup girl thing was starting to fade.
Unfortunately, it's trickling down into little towns now.
Yeah, I guess because like
Detroit.
It was no.
Well, the problem
no, I mean,
is
just like in the like the like I don't want to call them rat rod, but sort of the like the old school rod custom,
yeah,
and
like
motorcycle
the
custom.
Betty Page girls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. that was a big thing like a decade ago, and it's still been kind of a thing for the last few years, but I've seen it start to fade out some.
Well, now it's not as cool and...
Oh, it's because it's become mainstream,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, because everyone's doing it. Like, right. For a while, you would go to a bar, you go to a show, and you'd see the one girl there in, like, you know, the cute dress with the hair all done up, and you'd think, like, oh, wow, she's really cool, she's really cute, like, how neat. But now they all look like
Blame
that.
Blame it on Katy Perry.
Blame it on Katy Perry.
I
do that for most
things. I managed to survive
things.
The whole fad with only a few henna tattoos.
I love this picture on Hooniverse because there's the old guy in the background. He's either saying, quiet down over there.
What's all the commotion?
What are they looking at?
What I love is they're like in their bikinis or their swimsuits, right? And then there's this woman by the front left fender in her wool suit.
Well, this isn't a communist country after all. I mean,
right.
You know.
There's that one guy who looks like he might be having a stroke, too.
No, he's just drunk. It's Russia.
I'm going to rest, guys.
He said too much vodka.
But how cool are the windows on that building?
It's like a boat.
Yeah, they're like big portholes. Oh, gosh.
Maybe they're on a cruise.
Maybe they are on a cruise. And
on
they
a
brought
boat
their,
made out of concrete.
They brought their Tatra.
That's how they roll in China.
Oh.
The umbrella just says
mustard
and ketchup.
Was it Czechoslovakia? Is that where they were made?
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Jim Hall, please chime in.
We're waiting for a call.
1-577 Roab 411.
Something like that.
Not quite. We'll get to that later in the show, too.
You can't call in until then.
Oh.
There's
559 Roab 411. Thank you.
There we go.
Just had to scroll down in the show.
There is more.
There is.
There is. We're ready for The Price is Correct.
Whoa.
Jefferson.
Internet's
most exciting podcast game.
The fantastic prizes. The fabulous
10-minute-ish.
Prize is
correct. Insert contestant name here.
Come on down!
Woo!
Well, welcome back, everybody, for a rousing episode of Price is Correct.
Mm. Woo! Whoa, and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your animals.
What you got, Jeff?
Well, first up, we have a 1982 Buick Riviera convertible. According to this listing, only 1,248 were ever produced in 1982, and this model has a V8 with Flowmasters. On the downside, the soft top apparently has some rips in it, and the mechanism for the power top doesn't work so well. And no mileage was listed.
As someone who has owned cars and currently owns a car that has Flowmasters, I'm unsure why you would have a luxury automobile with Flowmasters because they are bleeping loud.
Oh, God.
Flowmasters are awesome on Mustangs.
Yeah, but this is a Riviera. Yeah. I like that it's got the on the convertibles that the sort of arch over the rear wheel well like the 370Z convertible has now. It's that's where the Z obviously got that styling cue from.
Right.
It's this.
Well, I always thought this car looked like it was done at some chop shop.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
whenever I see
does.
This or the Cadillac version, I forget what it's called.
Oh, the Elante?
No, the Eldorado.
No. Oh, the okay.
Yeah,
the Elante was later.
Yeah.
Elante was built in Italy.
Right. I was just thinking, I'm really cross that you reminded me about this car.
So you said no mileage is listed?
No mileage listed.
And it's what year again?
82.
Oh, God. I'm going to place my vote at $2,500.
I will go $99.95.
Seriously?
Ouch.
Wow.
There's a sucker for every car out there, I guess.
That could be a hoopty one day.
That could.
I was thinking this is getting donk ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could definitely see this in like candy green with 25s on it. They used to be 26s, but someone took an inch out just to be different.
Michelle, what do you think?
I'm going to give it a even $2,000.
And the winner is Steven, because this is going for $3,500, which actually isn't that bad.
No.
No, I guess not. I still wouldn't buy it.
I just figured that someone was going to ask a ridiculous... You pulled it because, well, it was an unusual car, but that someone would ask a stupid price for it. Because it's only one of 1,000.
248 as well. All right, well, next we have one of my favorite childhood cars. It's a 1990 Chevrolet Corvette ZR1. This one is located in New York, and it's an ultra-rare first-year ZR1 with 43,000 miles and black with gray interior. And one thing I liked about this, it's got a color scheme you don't see very often, with the black exterior and the gray interior.
Yeah, it looks like it's in pretty decent shape, too.
Especially for being in New York.
Yeah, I agree. Wow.
So what do you think, Michelle?
Is it a childhood car? I don't know. These things always confuse me with the Corvettes because sometimes they can be so expensive and then sometimes it's like they're really not. But they're usually definitely over 15,000. So I'll go with 15.
15K. Eric?
24.5.
I'm going to split it right in the middle and I'm just going to say 20K.
Well, Michelle is the winner because this one is also going for a very reasonable 16.5.
Wow. Ooh, someone's getting a divorce.
Good job. You're going to love your new Corvette ZR1 with a state-of-the-art CVT transmission. Yum. There's more slush there than a 7-Eleven in winter.
Did Mitch Albom write that?
A CVT. So wait, it's a CVT transmission?
Apparently so.
A continuously variable transmission. Wonderful. Good, I'll drive this right up to the ATM machine. And
here's a little FYI.
Do you have the VIN number?
I've got the PIN number, though.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys know that the original ZR1's engine was designed by Lotus?
Yes.
And assembled by Mercury Marine?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, I did.
Did you know that the Isuzu Impulse had handling by Lotus?
There was an old Kia designed by Jigaro or whatever that firm was.
Jigaro?
Jigaro.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You found one.
Pick number three. I want to buy this.
Jeff, what is it?
Remember when I called you about the one I saw?
All right, listen. We don't know what it is yet.
We do.
Jeff, what is this?
There's been a lot of talk on Twitter lately about the Isuzu Viacross, including the Viacross tag game started by Jalopnik's Matt Hardegree. But here is someone in Michelle's neck of the woods who is selling an excellent-looking 2001 model with 77,000 miles, and it comes in Proton yellow.
That's the only way you should buy one of these, in yellow.
Well, according to the seller, only 479 were built in yellow for 2001.
Of the, 5,000 they built?
Something like that.
They didn't build a lot of them.
The Viacross is so cool. I love those.
It's awesome. It's like bumper cars and fast.
They look like big snakes to me.
What?
It looks like a big snake.
It's a car that you'd see in a truck you'd see in a Japanese manga cartoon or something.
Yeah,
like
I liked it because as it came out, it was in that manga movie about Mars or something as a future vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it was so futuristic that it looked the part in the movie.
I remember being a lot younger, and my mom was working at Automobile at the time, and she brought home a Proton yellow Viacross as her test car for the night. And I was just all over this thing. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, and she totally got a kick out of it, too.
Yeah, it looks like a full-size Matchbox car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just love how they had the huge tires with the huge wheels and all the cladding and the two-tone hood. It was just such a sweet car. It was totally like if you wanted something more shall we say robust than an Amigo.
And weren't they all aluminum or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know, but I feel like if the price is correct, Michelle should go buy it.
Oh my God.
So Eric, what do you think?
super cute.
I'm going to say $11,000.
What was the mileage again?
77K. K is for 1,000. So 77,000.
Is that what that means nowadays?
And this guy warns, scammers and flakes. Sorry to point to you when I said that, Eric. but I pointed to Stephen when I said scammers.
Scammers.
So, scammers and flakes need not apply.
Ooh, he's
so
serious.
This guy is... Just like gives you the mentality when you're guessing these.
I'm just going to say $7,000.
And Michelle, how much would it take for you to drive across town right now and buy this puppy?
Well, we actually did talk about one of these before, didn't we? But it was like when we did our abroad one, right? Didn't we?
Probably.
Red?
I thought we did. Anyway, I think it was because they're quite collectible. I think we saw one like in Malaysia or something, and it was like, I would say it was $10,000.
Oh, nice try. So close. We won't hold it against you. Now get out.
Well, the winner is Steven, because it's $7,500.
Yes, I want a Via Cross.
You want it for me.
That is...
You want a Via Cross and a Riviera convertible.
I'm going to have a
great day for you.
Combine those two with my CRX, and I'm going to have the coolest garage in the world.
This is actually, I'd say that's a very reasonable price for that car.
I would totally buy that for $7,500.
Yeah, I thought about all three of these. Like, I was surprised at how reasonably priced they all are. Mm.
Oh, wait, he's way the heck away. He's, like, probably 60, 70 miles away.
He's in the same state as you.
So offer him 6,000. That's the best part about Craigslist. You call him up, be like, I'll give you $1,000 right now, cash.
They'll usually do it.
Well, the person who bought my Ranger off of me, which I actually did sell, by the way, for those who don't know, the Ranger is gone.
Aww.
I put it up for sale on Craigslist for $700. Figured, well, someone might be stupid. And the guy who bought it for me first offered me like $375. I just looked at him, and then he says $450, and I just looked at him. He says, well, "I'll give you $5." I'm like, "I'll take $5."
Nice.
So, you want to hear an awful story that Dan Bedore told me yesterday?
Do I ever?
So he went to look at a second generation Miata that he found online somewhere. I don't know if it was Craigslist.
Is that going to go over well in Tennessee at his new job?
Yeah, why not?
Or is it enthusiast? You just want someone to appreciate the car.
He doesn't have to take it to work.
That's true.
So he showed up. I think he said they were asking $1,000.
And
he said he showed up with $1,500 just to outbid somebody. And there were two guys there. And he felt bad, so he didn't, say anything, and he just walked away. And then he saw the same car listed on Craigslist the next day for $3,800.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's too many jackasses out there.
I will agree with that.
I mean, how could you go wrong?
Story of my life.
A Miata for $1,500. I mean.
No, $1,000.
And he didn't buy it?
No, because... At the same time, he was telling the story, and we're like, you should have offered the money. And then we're like, well, that could have been someone's first car. And how awful would that story have been? Yeah, when I was 16, I was looking to get a Miata, and this rich guy comes along and outbids me.
So?
So he was trying to be a nice guy, and then he got bit for it. So don't ever be nice, people.
The price is incorrect, bitch.
And don't be a douche.
Okay, you guys, Paul and I are so, like, IMing right... The Mustang is paid off now. We're, like, so IMing about this listing. Only it's Carmageddon, so how am I going to get to it?
cruel fate.
To wait.
Oh, my God. He said, I think that guy lives on Magnolia. I've seen him on the way to the gym a few times lately. It's parked on the side of the street.
My God, you should absolutely buy this Via Cross.
Do it.
You should definitely do it.
That's so awesome.
Do it for Roundabout, Michelle.
Yeah, do it for Roundabout.
Be a great story.
We should have a Roundabout auction, and I will auction off my binoculars to help the Michelle buy the Via Cross.
I will auction off...
What about your new blanket, Steven?
I don't know.
I didn't really mean to give that to you.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah. No, Steven's telling me. He's like, I think I'm going to keep that.
Dude, it's awesome.
The one with all the GM logos on it.
It's the coolest. So Jeff came into town a few weeks ago, and he gave me a GM backpack and said...
I handed a backpack to you.
He handed a backpack to me and said, since you're going to see the ROAB guys, or you're going to be in the studio before I am next, why don't you hand this off to them and we can use it as a giveaway on the show? It's a GM backpack, and inside of it, there's a GM-branded mouse pad with a calculator attached.
And a radio.
And a radio. And there was a blanket, like a fleece throw blanket, that has all of the GM brands embroidered on them. And when I say
free bankruptcy brands.
Right. So when I say all the brands, I mean it's got Pontiac, Saab, Saturn, Hummer, all of that. So the backpack and the mouse pad radio are still intact. However, the blanket is now
MIA
thrown across my couch.
Is it on eBay?
No.
I would have been so pissed.
I would
on eBay for $300.
I would never do that, unlike some people. So
those girls point.
It's on his sofa, so when I come to town the next time, I can sleep under Saturn.
Oh. Actually, we've probably got a few things we need to give away sitting around here.
We do.
I just mailed out the bungees. So.
You guys, I still have all those California Auto Museum passes to give away on the show, too.
Well, one of these days we'll start giving
stuff
away.
We should do, like, a Bonanza giveaway.
We should.
Yeah.
We should.
I have a
Red
candle,
Line giveaway.
A candle shaped like a sheep.
Did you get it with your coveted new Serta mattress? Oh, God.
Zach.
All right, folks. All right. Well, I think that's a show.
That is a show.
That's a show. So thank you, everyone, for participating. Jeff Ross. Jeff, what's going on?
Not much. I don't know if you've heard the news, everybody, but now I'm writing for Autobytel since Autotropolis kind of took a nap.
Wait, you're not just writing, Jeffrey.
I'm also an editor. Is Autotropolis hanging out with web rides?
Yes, they're hanging out together.
So now you're part of the Horse by Telegraph?
I've always wondered why it's Bytel. It's not Bytel anything.
Because in the early days, it really was, they would get leads from customers and they would fax them to the dealers.
Wow.
The company was run on two telephone lines.
Did you know they're also the first internet company to ever advertise during a Super Bowl?
Ooh.
It's true.
Anyway, yeah, I've been posting a lot of stuff on there, including a bunch of reviews, like the 2012 Passat, the 2012 Versus going up soon, Prius V, Versatile.
Station wagon. It's a station wagon.
It's a wagon.
It's a van.
A wagon.
It's a van.
It's a better Prius, I think.
That's what a lot of people have said,
actually.
It is.
No, I'd agree with that.
It's bigger and it fits.
Oh, Jeff, you weren't here when I was telling them. I was downloading pictures of the Prius V for just a news article, and Toyota actually has them all tagged in the media site as Prius _ V _ FIVE. Like, nice. Just in case you...
Well, if you would read my article, 5 is a trim level.
Yes.
It's the top trim level. They have the Prius V 2, 3, and 5, I believe.
Yes, there is no 4 trim level.
Hmm. Yes. Is it like how there's no...
It's reserved for a future...
Or 1.
Yeah.
That might be a fleet-only thing.
Is it like how there's no 13th floor in a hotel?
Because it's bad
that
luck.
That scares me.
Yeah, the 1 trim level's for all the Prius V taxis to come.
With the plastic.
Yes.
That's
about it. Things are going good.
Good. How about you, Eric? How's life at the Rumble Strip?
Infrequent of late because the regular job has been keeping me busy. I have 3 reviews to post and haven't had time to do it.
Oh.
They're written. They just got to get photos tweaked and
posted. You need an intern. That's what you need.
I do need an intern.
You need an intern.
I need an intern for the regular job, and then I can moonlight them for more intern jobs of my other job.
When I came over to your house that one time, I did see that guy standing down the street. You could ask him.
He said he
needed a job or money.
Yeah, but he doesn't read or speak English.
But you could teach him. That's half the fun.
You can go multinational, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. Problem is I don't read Arabic. Anyway, it's good. The last thing I did put up was a walk around of the Chevy Volt. It's a very extensive walk around. It's about a 22-minute long video.
That's quite a walk around.
But it was with our
long walk around. That must be a
did your legs get tired?
But it was with our friend Scott Vander Beeky Cheeky.
Yeah, what's him?
Yes, what's Scott's last name? Scott V.
Scott
Vander.
V.
Yes,
Vander.
From
Chukover.
Yes. So, from ESI, and we did a video when he dropped the Volt off when I had it for a week, and I've had some pretty good comments that people are really amazed of how much technology really is in the Volt because they hear about it, but when you see it, it's different. So,
what's your thumbnail review?
It's a freaking awesome car.
Oh,
it really is a phenomenal car. There's a lot of the Nissan Leaf should have won the car of the year, and granted, I haven't driven a Nissan Leaf. But I can very much see why the Chevy Volt was picked as North American Car of the Year.
I still think it should have been Sonata.
It was
Mortimer.
It was when it's running on electric only, it's dead silent in the car, and I mean dead silent.
Would you say it's Lexus
I
quiet?
I like driving around dead.
It makes a Lexus seem loud. It really does. There's I don't think I posted it yet, but if you go to YouTube. And look for Rumble Strip on YouTube for my page. I actually did 2 0-60 runs in it, one in normal and one in sport. It was the same time, but
right.
Yeah. but it was on electric. And all you can really hear is when my foot goes to the floor and the bumps on the road. That's all you hear in there.
Wow,
it's really nice.
It's cool.
I only had it for a night, but I was just like, wow. I want.
Yeah, this. I like them.
I got 41, Jeff. I got 41 miles on the electric.
It was
90 degrees, 90 plus degrees every day, so I had to run the air conditioning on high because it's got a lot of glass in it, so it got a little warm in there.
Well, I don't understand. Everyone's like saying, I only got 30. I've never driven the Volt. I think I've driven it like 3 or 4 times, and I've never driven it and gotten less than 40.
Yeah. Mm. And I didn't try to hyper mile or do anything crazy. I just drove it like a normal car.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not Wayne Gertie's, you could probably get 75 miles out of that charge, right. But hey.
Hmm.
Anyway, so it's cool.
Holding up.
Huh? What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Well, Zach Bowman, what have you been up to?
No, Steven. Steven, just ask Steven.
Oh, not Zach.
I'm sorry. The other one. Steven!
Oh, hi.
What have you been up to?
Well, I'm hanging out with Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Not really.
Have you been hanging out with Zach? Do you now have a collection of automatic rifles?
Hanging out with virtual Zach.
Okay.
It's a new thing we're trying out, virtual Zach.
I can't wait to see virtual Zach in a Miata, by the way.
Right. Things have been been busy. In case you guys haven't gone over and checked it out, we launched Autoblog 5.0 this week. It's our completely redesigned website. And apparently
it was an upgrade.
Yeah, it is an upgrade. It's got a lot of new functionality, including quick scan view and all this other stuff. We've got improved galleries, and so if you haven't gone over and checked it out, go give her a whirl.
By the way,
but
thank you for the large
picture.
Does it
have TIVCT?
It does not have TIVCT, nor does it have clean diesel technology.
Thank you for posting the very large picture of the Steve McQueen 9/11. It's going to be my new wallpaper.
Of course. Yeah, we've got wallpaper downloadable sizes for nearly all of our gallery images now, which is sort of sweet. Other than that,
because you can really see that on the camera.
Been busy. I've published a couple of big pieces recently. I had a review go up.
Well, there was a significant comparison that you did.
There was a significant comparison that I did where we compared the Jetta TDI, our long-term car, actually, the Cruise Eco and the Civic Hybrid And ooh. I ended up doing like a 3,000-word feature about that whole test.
Who won? Who won?
I'm not telling, Michelle, the Cruz.
I mean,
you have to read it?
You'll have to go read it. Or if you don't want to read that, you can go to a completely different sort of car and read my review of the Mercedes-Benz CL550 that I published later that week.
So you went from high MPG to no MPG.
Basically. So it's all good.
What and then about the 7 Series Hybrid.
Yeah, I did drive the 7 Series Hybrid. I still don't quite understand it.
But now the Audi A6.
Yeah, I'm in the A6 this week, and the review of that will be going up sooner rather than later.
He likes the headlights.
I do like the headlights.
Who doesn't?
They're so cool. I love the headlights on the A6.
Okay, but here, I was just talking recently. I haven't driven the new A7 or A6, and I'm getting a lot of feedback about the interiors not being great. What
really?
Say ye on that issue?
Oh, I think the interiors... See, the thing I don't like about the A6 I have right now is I don't really care for the color scheme of the interior, but that's neither here nor there. But the A7 that I was in has the really nicely finished natural wood grain trim to it, which is just awesome. It looks really spectacular.
Sort of a Danish modern kind of look?
Yeah, the feeling of it, it's really, really good. It's very smooth, but it's a natural wood. Whereas the A6 that I'm in has the sort of laminated fake wood that you get in every other luxury car in the world. So it's kind of weird being in there, but I don't think the interiors are anything bad. I mean, it's the standard sort of Audi. Everything is very high-tech. It's got the MMI dials. Everything is bright and crisp.
Have you drawn letters?
I have drawn letters on the touchpad for the nav system.
I hear that works really good. Ask John. He said he was very
impressed. It does, if you'd like
that.
To see after the show, Ben. But that's what's new with me. Michelle!
What?
What do you want?
No.
How's the horse?
You're waving your hand back and forth. Did you have a little tweef?
Hi, that keeps coming by. So, yeah, Joy says...
Hey, you and the horse you rode in, okay?
What you doing, Michelle?
What I've been doing? What I've been doing is working on editing. Well, working with Jeff, and had to do a little more editing. And then Jeff didn't do my job for me this week because he was off on the Nissan Versa event. So sigh. but actually, gearing up for our sort of second phase of the next bit of the redesign, believe it or not. I mean, it just seems to never stop. But what am I doing? I'm coming to Detroit at the beginning of August.
Hey, will I get to see you this time when you come to Detroit?
Hopefully. I think so, because apparently this is some upfront media thing for Ford, and I have to be there for 2 days, but really only there for 30 minutes. Otherwise, it's some golf tournament thing that I don't even golf. So I think we're going to do open line, right, Ben? From
the Autoline Studios, hopefully. You know, maybe we'll do – it would be cool. I have to clear it with Mr. McElroy first, but it would be cool to do a Miss Motormouth meetup at the studios for open line. Like maybe meet up like
that
an hour before or something.
That would be very cool.
Could be.
So, yeah, we got that. And then our podcast for open line for July should be
it's up. Download it now.
And you can download it now at, what's the URL, Ben?
bit.ly/openpodcast. That's bit.ly/openpodcast.
And we had Mark Dill, from Indianapolis Speedway on.
Excellent.
Good deal. All right. Well, remember, you can watch Roundabout live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern or 3:30 p.m. if you've decided to live on the West Coast. And don't forget to check out the entire Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline Detroit, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. If you want a question or comment addressed on the show, you can always call the ROAB hotline at 1-559-ROAB-411. That's 1-559-762-2411.
How do I dial that from my BlackBerry, Stephen?
Just call the operator, Michelle. She'll know.
Have her patch you through. ROAB Central, please. We've got a whole bunch of merch and swag and stuff
Yeah. We should even get Jeff's shirt up there.
On our roundabout
what was that,
Emporium.
Jeff? It was
everything I know about Star Wars I learned from Family Guy.
Can we have the
be copyright infringement on two levels.
And we can have the picture be Jeff with his binoculars. With his diploma behind him.
Wait, can we do that on the women's t-shirt so the binoculars are sort of
I like that.
As I'll tell you, it's a when I was working a Pistons game and it was for a kids charity and the symbol were like hands, you know, like hand painting. Like the one, what does Hyundai do that they have that one?
The
children's diabetes or something
like
that.
Yeah.
Well, whoever designed the shirt basically had handprints right in the breast area. So since there are women on the staff and stuff like that, everyone had to wear their shirt backwards. Otherwise, it looked like they were hands on cans.
Nice. Well, there's a whole bunch of good ROAB stuff you can find at our Emporium, which you can get the link to at our website, roundaboutshow.com. Yep. You can find us on the Twitters at twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on the Face page at facebook.com/roundaboutshow. Are we on the Google Plus yet?
No, not yet.
We'll be on the Google Plus soon.
You need an invite? I got an invite for you.
Stick around, wait for that. You can find us.
Invite my Hotmail account because the other one's already on.
Oh, jeez. You can find us in the iTunes store or on the what is this? The Zune Market. Find us in iTunes.
It's on the marketplace for a product that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, where you can subscribe to all of our podcasts. But anyway,
and Stitcher.
Thank you all out there for listening, and join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. Talk to you then.
Coming up after the break, we say goodbye to Steven's first car, the Mitsubishi Eclipse. Get all a flutter about a set of
Tatras.
I never can say that. And come on down. It's time to play.
And come on down.
I knew you were going to do that. I you were so gullible. Love you, Zach, even though you don't talk to me anymore.
Zach.
Zach.
So one of the most frustrating things I ever used to deal with as a mechanic was getting the vehicle repair assistance over the phone from an engineer. Well, it seems...
Wait. Not only can he can spell, but it's just he can't read it.
Oh, wait. Hang on just a second. Somehow my Google Doc got closed.
Oh.
I think we're just wrapping up.
We are.
I know, but I have to read something.
I was talking... Actually, I don't think you do.
I don't?
You were supposed to say, hey, Steven, what's going on with you?
Oh, right. Okay, I don't have to read that. I can say that. Hey,
Not yet. Wait for your turn.
You on me.
It's Jeff's time now.
Well, I might. Maybe I could even shoot to them.
Show a shoot?
Chevy shook a shit. Mark it.
Yes. Precisely.